I've got you mash them for long periods.
Possibly, aye, but it's not good if you're not taking any points from it, so what's the point of matching them if you're not taking any points? So possibly did match them, but again, we've come away with nothing, so...
Matt Malky's red card was possible?
Kills us. It's as simple as that, kills us. We get the wee break, they get the player sent off, it certainly helped us. We got a wee lift from that, we scored the goal. Second half, we started strong, and for me, there's only one team that might win the game. But Malky does, it's just crazy. Simple as that.
I saw you signal to the referee that Malky might have had a push. Did he tell you he had a push?
I think he was pushed, but it doesn't matter, you still don't handle the ball. Take a hand down, you probably get a penalty, and another guy sent off possibly, because that was a push in the back, there's no doubt about that, but you can't go and do what done.
And then he certainly looked like he was up for the game in the first half, which sort of puts him on a...
We spoke to him at half time on it, and I knew that. You know, he was on with maybe one tackle left, although I thought at times it was harsh. I mean, he was only just competing for the ball at times, you know. I mean, he was getting free kicks against him. So, we did match them, a good side. You know, we can take positives from that, but at the end of the day, I'm standing here with no points.
Did you consider taking him off at half time, Malky?
I did. I thought about it, but I thought I could have trusted him. To go out there and keep his self squeaky clean, as they say, you know. But I don't even ask him why he done what he done. You know, I know it's an instinct, but for me, it's just stupidity. And at the end of the day, that's what cost us.
And you looked like you had them on the rack just going into half time there. Do you regret maybe not making a bit more of that?
Possibly, but we know with 45 minutes ahead as well, an extra man. And we knew that we would have created chances. And I think the first 5 minutes, second half, we started great with a couple of great moves. We looked a threat. And I think 11 men is only one team for me that I thought they won the game. And it was certainly losing. The key was keeping 11 men in the park. And unfortunately, I couldn't.
Willie Gibson had a good debut. Certainly looked like he was creating stuff in the second half.
Yeah, it was a positive for us that he's come in and done really well. You know, he's an experienced player and delighted to have got him in, you know. So it's probably a disappointing result, you know, because he probably for his performance might deserve a wee bit more. As did a lot of the players, you know. I mean you're saying we matched still fell and we did do that, but a bit of madness has cost us.
Ross County, Dunfermline, Falkirk. I mean, this has got to be as hard as it gets this season.
It was always a tough start. We always said that when the fixtures came out, we had the two full team teams in the space of 4 weeks, Morton away and Dunfermline here at home, so we're always going up against it, you know. But it's only four games gone, you know. I mean, there's a long, long way to go, and there's certainly by no means we're going to be panicking or worried about where we are. We've showed enough in the games. We matched Ross County, we matched Dunfermline today, and so we just need to cut out the daft mistakes we're making over the piece, you know. And if we can do that, then we'll be okay.
Perhaps was it a call for a penalty towards the end there as well? I think it was your brother went down in the box and the referee pulled it back for a free kick.
Well, I don't know why he pulled it back, because I mean, you pull it back if something happens outside the box, but the setting for that, exactly. I thought that as well, but that wasn't to be, I suppose, you know. As a long shot, you know, but in another day you might have got that, but another day.
And what about Falkirk next week? Are you going to give it a go against, that was about as hard as it could get in the draw.
Yeah, but as I say, it's a quarter final of a cup, we're at home, you know. Anything can happen in a cup game. We've got a week now to look at winning some of the day, because it's a sore one. Certainly it's a sore one today to take that, you know, and we've got an opportunity there to get ourselves up, sit mid table in the league at half time. We looked at that and to come away with nothing, it's sore to take, but what the fuck, we'll come in next week and we'll get them in again and get them ready.